Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Excuse me. Beginning in verse 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. Here we go. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This, as ye drink, for as often as the first Sunday of wrong every day. But as oft as you do it, you know, think of that context in another verse, and I don't know. It said they went from hot to eating bread.
It makes them accountable.
Think about that. Because before you take communion, what do you normally do?
You have to repent. You usually repent because it said, whosoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord.
Sure, don't you?
For any sin or trespasses you might have committed.
You say, well, you know, I don't have to forgive every day. Think about there is benefits. Amplified. You read in the Amplified. Who's got the Amplified in front of them? You've got the 16. Psalms 91, amplified.
With long life shall I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
With what?
With long life.
Long life. Think of this. Out of six things, you know, we don't, our comprehension needs to understand in the point in time whenever they came out, there were 600,000 men. Oh, it did not include the women and children. It was only the men. So think about this. Out of 600,000, you mean to tell me there was not one that was feeble? Isn't that what he said? When he brought them out of Egypt, there was not What did they do the night before they left?
They borrowed.
What did they do?
Oh, meal and they
They took communion. You put
to come against them. So if he kept
400 years. You mean to tell me that in all of their work of building and doing, they didn't lose fingers, toes, eyes? And yet, wait a minute, when they came, think about this. After they took communion, then they journeyed out of Egypt. That was not found. Did it? Ecclesiastes. I know the Old Testament, right? We don't go by the Old Testament. Is that what you're going to tell me? That's all right. I got to have a foundation. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. E-C-C-L. Ecclesiastes. Right? Where is it at in the Bible? Right after Proverbs, see? Did I say chapter 7? Read verse 17. 7:17.
Be not over wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldst thou die before thy time?
What evil, wicked? He say. Judgment, right? Now, don't be wicked. Don't get in. Die to self.
Die to self. You're actually just dying spiritually.
You go up to 15 and says, all things that I've seen in the days of my vanity.
Mm-hmm.
There is a just man that perishes in his righteousness. And there is a wicked man that prolongs his life in wickedness.
Oh. Think
we don't
die before our
time.
No, we don't. Do what did he say to Adam and Eve? What did he say in the garden? The day you eat of that fruit, you shall surely
die.
Wait a minute. They didn't die. They had children. You know, saying you know, it, you say it's a spiritual death. Well, think about that spiritual type of death. Think on that term. You know, man does.
I look at this as more natural because he's basically giving the command.
Oh, okay. Right.
We can be.
If wicked, if God does not allow the angels to encamp round about me, does he?
Well, look how many men in the Bible that turned wicked.
Yes, and what happened to them?
They end up dying.
Sure they did. You know, in every instance that we look at, you know, we can see this is a spiritual death, this is a physical death. It brings about those things because God are not to the wicked, right? He said, no good and perfect gift withhold those that walk upright. Gift is life, is it not?
Yes.
You know, so we look at it as being the fact that when we look at what God's are, these curses will come upon me.
It's bad to become wicked. Let's see. The quick wicked. Somebody pull my friend.
Pin. Good. Well, there's a lot of them out there driving.
But that's not, that would be like, I know it sounds funny, but there are really wicked, wicked men that do things. But there's times we do stuff stupid and God will be like, hey, hey, hey.
Because he has a way of, I don't know, but he has a way of getting your attention. Oh, now she's got a pattern even. You know, is that every thought and imagination into captivity?
Yes.
Think how hard that is. You know, just like she made the comment, okay? Terry's right here. I love her, and she loves me. So, you know, she pulls up in front of me, and right away, I don't think bring the thought in captivity and say, God bless you, Terry. You idiot, why'd you pull out? You didn't see me coming? You know, but you think how, as you said, how quick. What does it say? The enemy comes. You look at that. Yeah, every driver that we need to be in a little while. If by taking. I am going to ask anybody that's in the hospital and it looks like I will ask you, where do you think you're going to go? Is it God? Frank Sinatra. But you think about it. He can't do it his way. This doesn't he? Yahweh. He does have to do it Yahweh's. Think how many people today are then we're in trouble if we're trying to do it our way.
Well, see, this is one thing about the Bible. That it means we don't have to believe it. It's we don't have to. It's our choice.
Yeah.
Change what the word said.
No, it won't. You know, it's like the sticker on the back of the truck. You know, it says, the Bible says it, I believe it, and that's that. Wait a minute. Take out the middle. The Bible says it, that's that. Whether you believe it or I believe it, it doesn't, you know, that's it. There. Look at Genesis chapter 22. Excuse me. Genesis chapter 22. I know I'm in the old covenant, but it still works today. Look at verse 14. And Abraham called the you're not too sure about it, are you, huh? But his buddy and I said, we now have the ability to see as from Gaza, and they're shot down out of the sky by Israel, and some of them land. But wait a minute. We also have the ability to see the death and destruction. But wait a minute. Israel said, get out. Leave. And they use their own people as shields. And then when they bomb, Israel is the dirty, rotten scoundrels because they're killing innocent people. You know, wait a minute. What happened to the 1,000 rockets that came from Gaza? That didn't cause but you see, all Jews border where drop air and keep going. They're stripped of everything in order to convert. Pay a penalty. Well, you know, once you pay the penalty, it's not going to be too long. It ain't going to be too long till the dying comes. Think what's happening today. We're not talking about in 1945 when Hitler was doing it. Here we have. A provider shall be seen. Right? God. longer. I believe the church better get ready if they're not already ready. Looking for a place that's preaching and teaching the word. Malachi, last book of the Old Covenant. Yes. I just seen a scripture underlined, and I just, can anybody tell me what Hosea 6 is? Buddy, tell me, without looking it up, I'm going to, but the past. Says. No. You already. That Hosea and A-O-S. You're a studier. Tell me, what does it say? Huh? Could I start it off for you? Okay. He will not.
No.
I'm blank right now.
You said Amos 3:6. You said Amos 3:6. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city?
That's not where I want to be. That's not the one that says anything unless he revealed it first to his prophet. Now, 4, that's where I was supposed to go. Look at Malachi 2. In his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. They're hand-fed. They don't have to go out and ask cat. Think of, you shall grow. You know, if you think, the old covenant, but in the new covenant, because he's verse 1 said that he shall under the shadow, and he talks about the wings, and here he said that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healings in his wings. Jesus, he would out all each side, healing and casting out devil. He healed everyone that came to him. The Son will arise with healing in his wings, right?
Then are we saying then that there are some that are not in right standing?
Sure. Well, I'm not saying that. It is in the wings of the people that are in right standing with God. That's why we pray. James says, call the elders of the church, be anointed with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save and heal, right? Whenever we look at it, Jesus was hanging on the cross, and he said, it is finished. It said he came to destroy the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? 10. Come that you are abundantly, right? He said, it is finished. You have to appreciate or receive. What is... If he paid, think about this. Before for our salvation.
He has stripes on his back.
Stripes on paid for our healing. But his blood was the atonement for sin, right?
Yes.
So See, that's just don't have enough time. I want you know, we'll get into some peel off the layers and see what it really says. That.
Why is it the S-U-N instead of the S-O-N?
Why is that? Scholars?
I don't know. I have to see the original word in the Hebrew.
Right, the shine light upon it.
Shine blue.
The brightness? Just read it. I'll look. Answer for me? Wait a minute. I got a scholar with an answer.
Genesis 1.
Sun. To rule the day. Sun. S-U-N. S-U-N?
Malachi 4:2.
Yeah.
He will take this chapter as his second advent. Morally, the world is now in a state between Genesis 1:3 and 1:3.
Don't go there. I don't want to confuse him. Like it, you go to Genesis 1 and 2. You don't want to. See that's what I'm gonna. It's gonna be now. That's what it says. Can you imagine for just a minute? You look at Revelation. And the Bible talks about when God's Son comes back. Can you imagine with all of the saints on white horses, can you imagine the brightness of his coming and what it's going to do to the people of the world? Right? Think how all this time they've thought or they've cursed, they've done all these things. Now, all of a sudden, here comes the brightness of the Word, as Brother Calvin says, the burning, when it's been revealed, the burning. You know, you think when you're reading the Scripture, and all of a sudden, this whole all of a sudden is, wow. You know, it's like Bonnie and I, for instance, you know, she might be sitting out in the living room, and I'm sitting in my office. It goes off. You know, it's not Ford has a better idea, but the light of the idea that the Holy Ghost has revealed to you now becomes so clear.
And it said the same thing, except it's a lie.
A lie.
By the living word.
Right, living, yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Look, if you will, at Luke 9. Luke 9. Luke 9:1-2, he says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Wait a minute. Some of you agree with me. Okay. Chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Look at verse 4. What we just read.
Okay.
The disciples and power. Of the Holy Ghost according to two of Spirit, two of them, one is gifts of healing. S, not one. He's saying right here. According to his own will. Reach into that about what his will is. It is expedient to things. The signs, wonders, and diverse miracles. Why aren't they? Holy Ghost. Same Holy Ghost. No. You know, it even says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his way, and let that man not think he shall receive anything from God. Why? Because he doesn't believe. Or he doubts.
Well, because of their unbelief too, in Hebrews 3:7, it says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today you will hear his voice, and then harden not your
Think how God allows and all men we are, right? from yielding to the temptation, listening to the Holy Ghost, is it that you sense you're doing go this way? You know, in your spirit to be around this person or that talking when earlier, Sister Marilyn, when you talked about when this man prayed for you, you got sick. Well, there's people, the Holy Ghost will check you. Think about that is the law, and if we ignore that, the Holy Ghost
in the world has so much more easy way to with the Holy Spirit.
Think what he said. The sower soweth the word, but it fell on some of the cares of the world. Stole the word. Look around you today at the churches. I'm just going to take the Pentecostal churches, okay? When only 51% of the Holy Ghost filled churches are filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. 49% of people that go to, you know, and the article the other day, percent of the Christian church pays tithe, gives an offering. And we wonder why we can't do the things that need to be done. But people, think about how even Jesus himself, I think even God, Jesus said he could do no miracles except he healed a few people in his own hometown. Why? Oh, that's just Jesus. He's just the carpenter's son. Let's believe. Out. In this thing you did not believe. So used to the things of the world. Back when the move of the Holy Ghost was prominent in the United States, people, you know, I don't know about you, just to be in the presence of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Many people got healed and many people had things happen that she did not pray for. But it happened, you know? Go with me to your... So go with me to... Amen. Go with me back to Matthew. Go with me to Luke. Look at 22. I thought about this. It's just so stupid at times. How could someone at you said, brother, what you're doing, Duke. Boom. Listen, just because there were six, I think it is, where it said, and these walked. When we look at this, he and his disciples. Made the course. But you know, the thing that got me was this. All of the things that you know, the sin is not what sends people to hell. Rejection. The gift that is offered. He said,
for a lamb, they were expecting a conqueror and someone to come as a king.
Yep.
They were not expecting someone to come who was humble.
Mm-hmm.
They were expecting someone who was a teacher and who was meant to show love. They were
the Jewish people have a veil over their mind. because he said, least I would, they would see with their eyes, and I would see. Let me show you some. This in the context. Any time a priest's garment was rent in two like that, he gave up. Into the Holy of Holies. Amen? Think that they allow renting of the God allow. And I'll stop there because it's Edgar and I get in trouble, and that's why I'm saying.